Australia's peak lobby group for doctors is holding a review of its long-held stance against voluntary euthanasia. The Australian Medical Association has surveyed its members and says it's received a large response with widely ranging views. The doctors are under pressure to follow the lead of medical groups overseas and adopt a neutral position on the issue, as Lexi Metherell reports.
Every 5 years, the Australian Medical Association reviews its policy positions, including on euthanasia. Currently, the policy states,
the AMA believes that medical practitioners should not be involved in interventions that have, as their primary intention, the ending of a person's life. This does not include the discontinuation of futile treatment.
Now, almost 4,000 AMA members have responded to a survey on the issue. Michael Gannon is the president of the WA branch of the AMA.
There is a broad range of opinions. There's some very strong opinions on both sides. But I guess what comes through is what you would expect is that that when you survey medical practitioners, the paramount in their considerations is their care for their patient.
While the AMA is being tight-lipped on the exact findings, the views of the public are clear. When the ABC's Vote Compass canvassed views on the issue, 75% of the 200,000 respondents said they strongly or somewhat agreed that terminally ill patients should be able to legally end their own lives with medical assistance. 9% were neutral and 16% strongly or somewhat disagreed. Other doctors' associations, including in Canada, have in recent years changed from opposing doctor participation in assisted death to supporting doctors to use their conscience. Michael Gannon says the AMA's Federal Council will examine the survey results and the reviewed policy position will be released by the end of the year.
The AMA will look at its policies, and as you've alluded to, one possible outcome is that the AMA might adopt a position of neutrality on the issue. In other words, not have a clearly written policy in accordance with the Declaration of Geneva.
The director of the Australian Centre for Health Law Research at the Queensland University of Technology, Ben White, says it's important the AMA policy continues to recognise there are many views on the issue.
What a neutral position may go on to do is say this diversity points to it not being appropriate for the AMA to express a policy view one way or the other.
22-year-old Heather Bell is a medicine student whose mother recently died of a neurodegenerative disease. She says her mother had excellent palliative care but still wanted to be able to end her own life.
While she was competent and, you know, willing to make her own decisions, and she definitely said to everyone, to me, to nurses, to doctors, to friends, to family, that she really did wish that she was in a position where a medical professional could assist her to pass away peacefully.
Heather Bell is urging the Federal Council of the AMA to be open-minded.
The AMA really needs to take their cue from the Nursing and Midwives Association and either adopt a neutral stance, which they have done in other countries in Europe, or show their support for it, because the sort of whole premise of our occupation, and I'm saying that as a future doctor as well, is that we care for the patients and we respond to what they need. And sometimes it's understanding when you need to provide possibly a different level or type of care than you needed to previously. And I think that is where assisted dying comes under, because it is caring for someone, it is treating someone, and it is helping them. It's just in a slightly different way than we were necessarily used to, but that's the nature of progress.
Associate Professor Mark Yates is a geriatrician at Ballarat Health Services and Director of Clinical Studies at Deakin Medical School. He believes the AMA's policy should not change and the profession should build on helping patients plan how they want their life to end.
As a community, we should be having active and open discussion about appropriate our wishes at the end of life. And we should make those known to our friends and family. We should document them in a way that identifies our wishes for an outcome rather than a specific rejection of one particular procedure in one particular case. Have that properly documented and supported.
Over the last three decades, there have been about 50 bills on euthanasia before various Australian parliaments. Professor Ben White says the AMA's position on euthanasia will be influential on the national discussion, but its is not the only voice.
If the AMA was to shift to a neutral position, I think that would open up new discussions and new opportunities to think about what the law should be. I should also make the point that I think it's important for us to emphasise that doctors are, of course, an important group in this discussion, but ultimately this is a decision for the Australian people as through their recognised legislators who they've elected.
That's Ben White from the Australian Centre for Health Law Research, ending Lexi Metherall's report.